City of Powell River Council has given three readings to two harbor rates bylaws, which adjust rates and has the requirement for boaters to have a minimum of $1 million in liability insurance by January 1, 2024. At a December 1 meeting, councillors also gave consideration to continuing the seniors rate for the North Harbor, which provides a discount for moorage contract holders older than 65 years old. Councillor Jim Palm made a motion that the proposed North Harbor Rates and Regulations bylaw be amended by including a seniors rate, phasing insurance requirements to start January 1, 2024, and applying annual rate increases from the current 2022 rates. The proposed bylaw stipulates annual moorage rate increases of 7% from 2023 to 2025 and 5% increases in 2026 and 2027, said Palm. Councillor Rob Southcott brought forward an amendment to the bylaw to establish a temporary mooring rate of $1.35 per foot per day, and then have increases proportional to the North Harbor rate increases. The bylaw had listed the 2023 temporary mooring rate increasing to $2.36 per foot per day. In discussion at our committee of the whole meeting, I think we recognized that the temporary mooring rate is high, relative to what is charged elsewhere, all over the coast, said Southcott. I'm proposing $1.35 to start with, per foot, as a reasonable compromise. Considering the proposed increases over the following years, this will take it up. I believe that rate is competitive and reasonable for what is provided. Southcott's amendment carried. The motion brought forward by Palm, as amended, also carried. Council carried second and third readings of the North Harbor rates, then considered giving three readings to the draft South Westview Harbor Rates and Regulations bylaw. Southcott moved an amendment to this bylaw that the transient mooring rates be capped at $1.35 per foot per day, similar to the amendment he made for the North Harbor. My reasoning is the same as for the temporary day rate for the North Harbor, said Southcott. I believe that the rate of $1.35 is competitive and reasonable relative to the rates all over the coast. Councillor George Doubt asked if Chief Financial Officer Mallory Denniston could provide an estimate of income the city would be foregoing with the amendment. Denniston said the transient revenue is 24% of the South and Westview Harbor revenue, so it's a relatively small impact going down from the recommended $2.36 per foot per day, down to $1.35. It still maintains that the financial models are sufficiently provided for future capital costs, said Denniston. When I assessed that, $1.35 was still providing for sufficient funds for the harbor. I don't have concerns about those rates. Transient is mainly 4 months of the year, so it will have a smaller impact. The amendment carried, as did the main motion as amended. Palm said during discussion at Committee of the Whole, there was talk of the formation of a select committee of council to meet to discuss many aspects of the harbor and how it operates. Palm asked if a motion to that effect had been made and was advised that it had been. The matter has been forwarded to staff for a report. The plan for the harbor rates and regulations bylaws is to have them on the agenda for the December 15 City Council meeting for final adoption so the rates can be increased on January 1, 2023.